In the 1840s, Henry David Thoreau moved into a small house he had built on Walden Pond near Concord, Massachusetts. He went there as an experiment. He wanted to, quote, live deliberately, as he wrote in his now classic book, Walden, or Life in the Woods, which was published in 1854. Since then, Walden Pond has usually dominated his biography. But the author of a new book says there were other bodies of water that Thoreau cherished more than Walden Pond. They were the rivers that flowed around his hometown. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports.
My window looks west. I see the ambrosial fog stretched over the river, as distinct as a pillow's edge. Henry David Thoreau, describing the view from his attic room in the family home. The river was the Concord, and he had placed his bed so he would see it first thing every morning.
Henry Thoreau is a man of the river. He was born on the river. He loved it. He felt its flow in his veins, and it, as he said, it meandereth forever in the bottom of his dreams.
Robert Thorson is author of the new book, The Boatman, Henry David Thoreau's River Years. On a recent spring day, the surface of the Concord was dotted with occasional raindrops.
And now it's like glass. And now the sun is coming through. And, of course, this is the time for birdsong.
Thorson is a professor of geology at the University of Connecticut. His earlier book, Walden Shore, placed Thoreau's literary legacy in a scientific context. His new book does that, too. He digs deep into Thoreau's journal to document his understanding of the way river systems work.
What Thoreau would do was lots of times he would just take his boat out and just sit and drift and drift and drift and drift. And so if it's life you're after, real life, the history of life, the ebb of life, the flow of life, the river is the place. If it's a moment in time and a moment of clarity and a moment of reprieve and a remove from that vigorous stream of life, then Walden Pond was the perfect place.
For Thoreau, the pond and the river were complementary forms.
The circle and the line make wonderful metaphors, okay? And Walden Pond is the circle, or the dot, if you like. And the river is the line. And when you think about that magical moment of your youth, Walden Pond is a great place. It's a moment in time that you may go back to over and over again. But when you think about your whole life, it's a line. You know, and there's these eddies and these rapids and these currents and these sluggish zones. It's a wonderful metaphor for life. And Henry Thoreau lived it his whole life. In fact, the episode at Walden Pond was a deviation away from a life spent on the river before and on the river after. In fact, there are big pieces of Walden that come straight from the river, but he's inventing a mythology here, so he doesn't want to tell you that outright. But there is one quote that gives itself away, and he says, "Time is but the stream I go a-fishing in." Well, that's because he's walking over to the Concord River and catching fish over there because it's richer, you know, to feed himself. Then when he comes back to Walden, he has more issues catching fish. He could always count on getting fish in the river, but not so much at Walden Pond.
Thoreau studied his rivers, measuring depth and temperature. He marked his map with sandbars and swimming holes. But he also used them as a highway, paddling, floating, and in winter he'd lace up his skates and take to the ice. One day he skated a total of 60 miles. In his journal, Thoreau delighted in the way the river marked the changing seasons.
Thoreau recalled one June sunset with special delight. It was shortly after dusk. Thousands of frogs were croaking in a deafening roar. A low mist hung above the water. In that direction, the sparkle of the planet Venus was multiplied by countless ripples, the light from each reflection haloed by the mist. Meanwhile, above the adjacent meadows, the, quote, coppery light of fireflies was multiplying as dusk gave way to dark. This was a river summer scene that no forest or field could match.
In essays like Civil Disobedience, Thoreau reflected on the relationship between the individual and society. Robert Thorson says his river explorations helped him understand the complicated relationship between man and the environment.
Thoreau, as a boatman, knows that his boating is improved by the human interventions. The Assabit is a livelier stream for him because of all of that flux of sediment. If you like white water, if you like ripples, if you like gravel, you know, I mean, that's a product of of the watershed changes happening in the Assabet, which has a steeper slope. And if you like sailing, well, then, you know, a downstream dam that causes the river to be more sluggish gives you better sailing. Cutting down the trees, you know, give you more breeze to go sailing. These are things that happen when human beings modify the landscape for their own needs, and he's taking advantage of them. And this is the opposite of Walden. Walden is, you know, the guy's in town, he's frustrated with the market revolution, he has all kinds of problems and issues, and that's a very, very complicated story. But the upshot is that he removes himself to the edge of society where he can remove himself from a landscape, and he goes to the place that's an outback that has been less disturbed than anywhere else because it isn't worth much. You know, the river is completely disturbed because it's worth a lot and people are managing it for themselves. So he goes to Walden Pond and he writes an ode to purity and an ode to self-reflection and an ode to lots of wonderful things, but mostly spiritual, mostly coming of age, mostly learning to understand. It's a full immersion experience into nature, and it's fantastic. You know, but it requires nature as this sort of other that you can plug yourself into and be in that nature by living there. This is different. This is nature, the robins that we hear, you know, the trees that we see, the meadows that are here, they're all partially a product of human intervention with the landscape. And if we can quit whining, you know, about how we're changing the world so much, it's such a terrible place to be, and just say, well, let's just enjoy it. You know, let's be careful not to ruin things. I mean, we can ruin things. We are ruining certain things. But let's not become so negative about it that we can't appreciate, you know, the nature that we're fully entangled with. And I really like the word entangled because there's no suggestion of control. There's this suggestion that human beings they're part and parcel of nature in a new way. You know, it's like they're threaded through here and there, and they're not necessarily on top or on the bottom.
After Walden was published in 1854, Thoreau filled his journal with entries about the three rivers closest to him: the Concord, the Assabet, and the Sudbury. But his time ran out. Suffering from tuberculosis, he was mostly homebound the last few years of his life. Thorson writes about Thoreau's final days.
By mid-April 1862, Henry's death was imminent. At his request, his bed was moved downstairs from his isolated third-floor sanctum to the front parlor on the main level. Never again would he see the sun sparkling over the river at his boat place through the window. Shortly before his downstairs move, Henry was visited by his old friend Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wanted to pay his respects and say goodbye. Emerson recalled the water view from the western window, the river view, and he remembered the way Henry spoke of the river as if it were another old friend he'd known for a lifetime. Emerson later recorded Thoreau's final autobiographical comparison between his life and that of a river. Quote, "Henry praised to me the manners of an old, established, calm, well-behaved river as distinguished from those of a new river. A new river is a torrent, an old one slow and steadily supplied." Unquote. The younger Thoreau was a boatman with wild, agitated, idealistic ideas. The older Thoreau was a boatman whose mature flow of thoughts was slower and steadier. Emerson finished his entry with his friend's final words on the topic. Quote, "What happens in any part of an old river relates to what befalls it in every other part." Unquote. Metaphorically, the moments of our lives and the movements of our rivers finally all flow together.
Robert Thorson, reading from his new book, The Boatman, Henry David Thoreau's River Years. Thoreau died on May 6, 1862, at the age of 44. On the morning he died, he said to his sister Sophia, "Now comes good sailing." For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.